This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, everyone. I want to thank you for all of your support. I've been hearing from a lot of you on a lot of on my Twitter account, on my Facebook responses, and my emails on the Invent America part of our show of Home Talk USA. We talk to inventors. This is done in the second hour each week. As you know, we do broadcast live 3 hours each week from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. That's when you can catch us live. And then anytime after that and you happen to listen to our show down in your area and your different parts of the country and you hear it, that's our on-demand or our podcast or our where they record the show and just replay it. So, all right, but let me welcome my co-host. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, is my sidekick of the show, and she's the one that lines up all the inventors and entrepreneurs, and she explains the patent process, the legal process, and she's our guest and she's our host now. Rita, how you doing?
I am fine. It is so much fun to always hear your voice. I love it. And being able to get the word out there for our inventors.
We've been getting some good comments on this. Actually, a lot of people want to know how they can get on the show. And we're going to explain that at the end of the show, how they can get their get some free exposure. As you know, we don't charge our guests, right, Rita, to be on the show. So there's no fee.
That's right.
We're not a pay-to-play network. We're just looking for good products, good inventors. The products of the future, and
that's right.
And that all starts through what you do. So, explain a little bit about the inventor lady herself, the services that you do, and that people could take advantage of.
So, you know, I was thinking about this because I was writing my opening as I start to take over more and more, and I was thinking I have been doing this for almost 20 years, which just seems like, you know, basically a lifetime. But, you know, you kind of fall into things as you're following God's path for you. And that's what I was doing. So when I met some folks and said, you know, this is what we do, licensing for inventors became a pathway that, you know, I could help inventors and work with them, give them, you know, this is what you want to do next. These are some good service providers to call. And so for a lot of inventors, they may not decide they want to license. They may decide they want to be a startup, but once they know kind of the rules and the costs of going one way or the other, they can make better business decisions for themselves. And that's what I have been about for all these years, and that's what we're trying to share on Invent America.
And I tell you, it's a process, and you need to listen to this show because something happened a couple weeks ago where you had a inventor that went through the process, the patenting process, the molding process, the distribution process, and come to find out when they were getting ready to launch the product, it became a insurance liability issue because the insurance requirement of that particular product was astronomical. It was like $50 million product liability, something crazy like that.
I know. Wouldn't he have liked to have realized that before he filed a patent?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, sometimes when we're able to say, okay, find out these things first, because every industry has got an issue, it helps them navigate better. And sometimes it's to the point of saying, no, we're not going to do this, or we're going to do it this way, which is a better option before they've made a bunch of mistakes. And, you know, today we're talking about the scoundrels out there. You know, heads up, everybody. There, we all know there are scoundrels everywhere in the inventing industry as well. So if we can help inventors, and that's, I'll get an inventor that calls me and say, well, I did this, and it's like, I'm sorry. You know, at this point, there's really nothing I can do for you. There's certain things we can fix, and then there's certain things we can't. The scoundrels, sometimes we can't fix them. And so that's what today's show is dedicated to. And while we can't name names, we can give parameters. It's like, if this happens, don't go there.
We want them red flags to start hitting, you know, and that's the point. Yeah. Get them red flags to go up, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And there are red flags. When you hear something and say, well, I didn't think it could possibly be true. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably
not
too good to be true.
Yep,
exactly. So that's what we're going to focus on today, and I want to let people know, it's like, if you've got a question, you know, I am more than happy to help somebody walk through, you know, that process of, you know, is it a good guy or a bad guy? But we're going to do it on the phone or via emails or whatever. We're not going to, you know, because sometimes it's a very simple question I can ask someone and say, what about this? And they go, hey, yeah, there you go. That's it right there.
Well, virtual conferencing and, you know, what they call it on the iPhone, the where you could talk and look at, what am I trying to say?
The virtual. We do so much virtual, and I can send out links that we can have a call. So I sign a non-disclosure, non-compete, and somebody then can get on a call and say, you know, this is what I've got, so I can see it. It always helps to see it. And I had to tell a gentleman last week, it's like, you know, you're saying the right words, but when I read between the lines, this has been done a dozen different ways.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Move on to your next idea.
Well,
it's not going to happen the way you like.
Well, give your website out so they can get that information.
InventorLady.com. It's real easy. Rita at InventorLady.com is my email address, and InventorLady.com is the website. And Michael, everything has been going so well. The website has gotten too big for its boundaries. It is being moved to a dedicated server this week. So if anybody does get on and say, wow, this is really slow, it's being moved. So by the time everybody gets on to it next week, it should be running very nicely.
Yeah, this happened to me like three times on my website. Then we had to get that that security certificate, which presented problems too, because now the search engines code your UL to make sure that you're not a e-commerce site, because they want to separate the e-commerce sites from the information site. And I'm an information site. Well, Rita, we got to take a short break. That's Rita Crompton, my co-host, my sidekick, the inventor lady herself. Well, we got a great hour for you, so stay with us. We're going to have some upcoming inventors tell their story, talk about their products, talk about the process right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Invent America Show with Michael King and Rita Crompton. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back, America. That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Don't forget, we are streaming live all across this great country on all our great radio affiliates, our podcasts, our on-demand on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Rich Vigil, and I have known Rich for probably 15 years, helped him get through the process, and today we're talking about the scoundrels out there. So Rich has got a story to tell that will help everyone avoid some of that, but a little bit of background. His product is called Reflection Bulb, and so after four kids and fostering babies, over 20 children for 9 years, and he and his wife spent 30-plus years collectively as first responders, the reflection bulb was a way of sharing memories, of displaying memories and keeping them close. So, Rich, thank you so much for being with us today. Tell the audience a little bit more about your product.
Well, thank you for having me. The reflection bulb was a design that we had in our head about 6 years ago. My wife would make custom bulbs for first responders to put their shoulder patches or their ranks inside of a bulb and give them for Christmas. The problem was that bulbs on the market had a small opening, and you wasn't able to get everybody's shoulder patch or all the mementos into the bulb. So we designed a bulb that was not a two-part, but a full system by itself, bigger opening to put in the mementos, shoulder patches, or anything you like to put into it, into the bulb, with the hanging system on the hook, so now you can also hang the treasures and display them not just for Christmas, but year-round.
And so, you know, all these years ago, and it was after I met you that you'd had your, it was before I met you that you had your first run-in with the scoundrel. Tell our audience a little bit about, you know, kind of what happened without giving any names away, because we don't want any trouble later on. But there are certain signs on how to avoid being caught up with a scoundrel. Tell us what you learned.
Okay, so what we've learned is that there are many companies that are out there that do not have your best interest as an inventor at heart. They are about the almighty dollar. When you're searching for a company to help you with your new product and you want to do an internet search, you got to be careful who's on the other side of the computer. You do not know who's collecting your information or who you're chatting with. The one that surprised me was that I found a situation where they asked me for a few questions. You give a few questions. You keep going. The simple questions got to more questions, got to a smaller fee, got to a larger fee, got to the point where when you call into customer service or however, you would have to start all over again. You did not have the one-on-one personal touch. You were just another person in the queue trying to get your idea from head to market, getting lost in mainstream society of trying to find help.
Yeah, and it's so funny because somebody will call my phone and I'll answer and they go, why are you answering the phone? And it's like, because you're calling me. And it's like, but I thought it would go to voice message. And it's like, did you want me to hang up so it could go to voice message? Like, no, let me answer your question. So it's always funny when a person, because we're almost programmed these days to not expect a real life person to answer the phone on the first call.
Yes.
So you have seen where people are still, you know, where you still feel like some of those scoundrels are reaching out to you on a regular basis. What was the trigger for that, and how do you deal with it?
Well, what I have found, and I'm sorry, we have to go back a little bit, was that what I found to help me get through all this was the Adventures Roundtable, and by chance, you helped me get through all this, because when I ran into problems, I was able to call the phone, like you said, and get a live person. So some of the things that helped us as new inventors was getting support from other inventors and from organizations. The Adventures Roundtable was a great family connection of other inventors. You are all in the same boat. You're all in the same room getting to a product from your head to the stores. Everyone there was family. Everybody was there would help you with your concerns and help you get through. So lately I've been getting more flyers, asking for more information, asking for more fees. And when I have to get through all that, I just pick up the phone, call Rita, and she tells me, no, this is not where it's supposed to be. Or you do your research and find out, no, this is a scam. They're just trying to get more information on your product or some more money from you.
Well, and everybody, I did not pay him to say the Inventors Roundtable, but now that you brought it up, the Inventors Roundtable now meets virtually twice a month. It's free. And so inventors from all over the country can log in and do just what Rich used to do in person. All right, we can talk, you can ask questions. You know, a lot of times we'll have on some of our other guests that were featured on the radio. Some of our, you know, our advisors will be on, so you can ask questions. Sometimes we get the attorney on. So it's really a nice, safe place, and you can do it now from the safety of your home and your desk to be able to get in there and talk to inventors from coast to coast.
Yeah.
And we were very grateful to meet you and your family. I mean, there were times when you came to the meeting and you had everybody.
Yes. If I could just give one more piece of advice, if you don't mind, really quick.
Absolutely.
My other advice would be is do your homework again on the company. Your best advice is to also use the Inventor Roundtable, the inventor lady. She took the time to talk with us and to validate our concerns of our product and where we were going with our packaging. The other thing is that as a new inventor, you're very excited about your idea and also a little paranoid. You don't want to give out your secrets, but you also want to work with someone who values your product and the confidentiality. It's very important to have the confidentiality, whoever you're speaking to with the design or the information that you have in your head that you're trying to get out to the public. Also, do your research. Take the blinders off when you're actually looking on the internet. Make sure your product's not out there and you're just something you saw. Make sure it's something you came up with. I think the best quote I ever heard was, don't spend a dime until it's time. A lot of people will ask for money up front, and you're not going to get anything in return, but you want to make sure that your information, your product, is going to be something new that's out there.
So your website, your product is available on your website, www.endless-trails.com.
All right.
The reflection ball. Yes, thank you.
All right, Rita, you're doing such a great job. Hey, I was drinking my coffee and listening to him, man. I'm a fan. All right. Hey, thank you, my buddy.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. Hey, that was Rich. How you say your name, Rita? How do you say his name? Vigil? Michael?
Rich Vigil.
Vigil. Gotcha. All right, we're going to take a short break. Don't go nowhere. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Streaming live on the World Wide Web at GCNLive.com. You're listening to the Invent America Show, along with my co-host and sidekick, Rita Crompton. Come on back now, you hear? We're going to pass a good time.